This is WNYC. I'm Isaac Davey Aronson. Sustainability is a big question for a lot of New Yorkers and for New York's artists. The Center for Performance Research is a new art space trying to provide some answers. It's a performance and research laboratory located in an environmentally friendly apartment building in South Williamsburg. I'm joined now by the cultural critic Claudia LaRocco, who's been following the story of the Center for Performance Research, or CPR. Welcome to WNYC, Claudia.
Good to be here.
Tell us what exactly will happen at the Center for Performance Research.
A number of things. On one hand, it will be a rental facility, and there will be really cheap studios, two studios available for rent. I think the prices are either going to be $6 or $5 for the small one, which is fabulous for New York, or $10 or $12 for the big one. And on the other hand, there will also be showings, which will tend to be work in progress as opposed to more finished pieces, talks. You know, they really want it to function as a community center. But of course, the community in Williamsburg is shifting rapidly. And what the community is that lives in Williamsburg is very different from the community of artists who will be working here. So it'll be interesting to see which communities they mean and which communities end up using this space.
In the building in South Williamsburg where CPR has bought this ground floor, the apartments are still going for full market rate. What's the reasoning behind that?
Well, part of it is just economics. These are developers, and it is their business to do this.
Of course, that raises the next question, which is the artists who are at CPR most likely won't be able to afford to live in that building, which is selling market rate condos. So does the building really address the problem of displacement that artists say they face?
The idea of research and development, just space for choreographers to work, is a huge issue in New York. It's more of an issue at this point, I think, for a lot of smaller independent choreographers than finding a performance space. You know, so you had 25 years ago, you had the Joyce Theater, which was also created by artists with the idea that New York was in dire need of a mid-sized theater for performance. And now the idea is that New York is in dire need, or New York artists are in dire need of space to work, not to show the work, but to work. And you see this with visual artists getting kicked out of their studios left and right. And you also see it with choreographers who have to, you know, take a train up to the Bronx for 1 hour of studio time and then out to Queens and all around. And that's a huge shift.
Well, and the building isn't enormous. I mean, the performance space only seats 73 people. So is the meaningful impact that it might have in, as you say, space to work?
Yeah, and the work, they're going to do a lot of showings and panels and whatnot. You know, they really want it to be open to people. But the idea is that these performances will not sort of be finished product performances. They will be works in process geared around the ideas, a lot of the really exciting ideas coming out of contemporary practice right now.
The fact that the building is green is a big part of the marketing around the space. Why the decision to go green?
It's what interests the developers, and I think it also is what interests a lot of contemporary artists right now, this idea of making a small footprint if you're making visual art or dances. I mean, if you look at a lot of the work that is up at the Whitney right now, it's using found materials. It's with a consciousness toward the environment, whether as a political commentary or because it's easier to scavenge found things. And you see this with performers, too, from this idea of sustainability, both in terms of not maintaining a big company, which is expensive and unwieldy, so working project by project.
You've said that there may be some younger artists who've expressed some skepticism about this. Is there skepticism about formalizing what's maybe more of an organic process?
Well, there are always growing pains, and I think it's artists are just a little bit unsure what the end result of this is going to be in terms of how this partnership is going to play out. So you've got two artists, two working artists with really distinct sensibilities. They're going to be working in that space, and also what the sensibility of the place is going to be. You know, they're both really, they're really firm on saying that they want this to be open and to not be about their aesthetic. But at the same time, when artists are running things, that doesn't always happen. So it just remains to be seen. And I think some artists are taking a little bit of a wait-and-see approach. And I think this also reflects that this rough-and-tumble performance world outside of Manhattan has several generations now, and there are differences in those generations.
Well, we shall indeed wait and see. I've been speaking with cultural critic Claudia LaRocco. Claudia, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You can learn more about CPR by visiting our website, wnyc.org. Thank you.